Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining me for the meditation today. Today we're going to look at a lovely poem by the poet David White. I pronounce his name White. Maybe it's Whitey, Witty. Anyway, it's a really great poem called Working Together. I'm going to let you have a seat first and get comfortable in your meditation and then read it to you as you're sitting in silence. So go ahead and get comfortable on your pillow or in your chair and begin by just taking a few big deep breaths in and out. Working together. We shape ourselves to fit this world, and by the world we are shaped again. The visible and the invisible working together in common cause to produce the miraculous. I'm thinking of the way the intangible air passed at speed round a shaped wing easily hold our weight. So may we, in this life, trust to those elements we have yet to see or imagine, and look for the true shape of our own self by forming it well to the great intangibles about us. I'll read that again for you. Working together. We shape ourselves to fit this world. And by the world, we are shaped again. The visible and the invisible working together in common cause to produce the miraculous. I am thinking of the way the intangible air passed at speed round a shaped wing easily hold our weight. So may we, in this life, trust to those elements we have yet to see or imagine, and look for the true shape of our own self by forming it well to the great intangibles about us. And so I chose this poem today because we're still in the theme of being mindful of seeing ourselves as a result of causes and conditions. And I think that for most of us, there's a fair amount of tangibles in our lives of causes and conditions and choices we've made and intentions we've set that help shape our lives, shape the lives of those around us. And then I think there's also a lot of intangibles that we never saw coming, or just kind of the magic of the universe, you know, when everything works out in this perfect way that you couldn't have even fathomed ahead of time, your logical brain couldn't have worked out. And I think this poem really captures that balance between the two. And the one thing I really kind of pick out of this, or hold on to maybe, is the idea of trust. And trust the intangibles. And whether that means a God for you, or just the kindness of the universe, or just a pattern in all the chaos, whatever it is for you, being able to trust in the unknown, trust in things, causes and conditions that you can't know, you can't see, but they're elements, they're forces that help shape your life and all of those around you. So today we are sitting with trust and sitting with the unknown and being okay with not knowing. So I'm going to read that poem for you once more before you head off into your day or your night. Working together, we shape ourselves to fit this world, and by the world we are shaped again. The visible and the invisible working together in common cause to produce the miraculous. I'm thinking of the way the intangible air passed at speed around a shaped wing easily hold our weight. So may we, in this life, trust to those elements we have yet to see or imagine, and look for the true shape of our own self by forming it well to the great intangibles about us. So I'll leave you with that. Have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.